His check on stories we're following for you on Robin Hood Radio. A story by Ruth Epstein in this past weekend's Republican American in Falls Village, echoing concerns similar to other Region 1 school boards. The Lee H. Kellogg Board of Education will make some recommendations about the 2020-21 proposed calendar during their meeting. Chairwoman Patricia McCare said Good Friday 2021 will be a full day off. It was supposed to be a working day this school year, but about 60 teachers said they would be taking it off. Region 1 Superintendent Vogel said the schools could not function with that many out, so it will be a half day instead. October 12, 2020 also will be a full day off, according to McCare. Last October, it was a professional development day, but Assistant Superintendent Lisa Carter said teachers were overwhelmingly in favor of it being a holiday. She noted that there are two fewer days for professional development in the proposal. Quoting here, "People were sensitive to that and people listened," end quote, according to Pat McCare. There also was some discussion about the day off after Easter in 2021. Carter said teachers have said a lot of students take that day off because it's a travel day after the holiday. Out of the Berkshire Eagle in Stockbridge, town election season is now off to the races. Seeking a three-year position on the select board is Patrick White, member of the Conservation Commission and the Stockbridge Bowl Association, who has advocated for a compromise solution to lake management issues such as control of invasive weeds. White was among the first potential candidates to take out nomination papers available at the town clerk's office. They're available till March 27th. The annual town election is May 19th. A reminder, Amenia baseball and softball signups are underway. Tiny Tots, T-Ball, Farm League, Minors, Majors, Junior Softball, and Senior Softball through March 15th. $25 per Amenia resident, $40 for a non-resident. Non-resident may only sign up for Tiny Tots or softball. You can register online, AmeniaRecreation.com. You must register in the town you reside in. A meeting of the Board of Assessors is happening at the Sheffield Town Hall this morning at 9 o'clock. Also today at 5:30 this evening in Cornwall, Voting Rights Series, Civil Rights at the Library at 7 o'clock, the Cornwall Zoning Board of Appeals also meeting at the library. Salisbury Board of Education meeting tonight at 5:30 in the Elementary Library. The Sharon Historic District Commission is meeting today at 6 o'clock. Also today, the Salisbury Planning and Zoning Commission has a meeting set for 6:30. In Northeast New York, 7 o'clock tonight, the Conservation Advisory Council is meeting. The Town of Kent Inland Wetlands Commission has a regular meeting coming up. That is tonight at 7 o'clock in Kent Town Hall. In collaboration with the D.M. Hunt Library, Isabella Freeman Jewish Retreat Center is on presenting a community book club discussing We Are the Weather by Jonathan Safran Foer. That'll happen tonight at 7 o'clock at 63 Main Street. Community members are invited to a moderated discussion about the new book on individual decisions that can affect climate change. Copies of the books will be available. The Town of Ankrum Zoning Board of Appeals will hold a public hearing tonight at 7 o'clock at Ankrum Town Hall. Coming up tomorrow, a special meeting of the Board of Selectmen in Kent will be held at Town Hall at 9 a.m. Also tomorrow in Cornwall, 10 a.m., SVNA Wellness Clinic at the Parish House, 7:30, Economic Development Commission at the Union. In Town of Northeast, coming up on Wednesday, the Planning Board meets at 7:30. And in Dover, New York, coming up on Wednesday at 6:30, a meeting of the Town Board at Town Hall. ABC Committee meeting has a meeting on Wednesday. That is at the Central Office Conference Room at 7 p.m. Kent Memorial Library hosting a class about grief. It begins Wednesday evening at 7 p.m. at 32 North Main Street. It'll be led by town resident Ron Marasco, a retired professor with 27 years of experience at the College of Communication and Fine Arts. Also on Wednesday, Berkshire's Jewish Federation will host a free lecture presented by Hugh Black at 10:45 to mark the 75th anniversary of the liberation from Auschwitz concentration camp in Germany. The event will take place at Knesset Israel on Colt Road in Pittsfield. A kosher lunch will be served at noon with a suggested donation of $2 for adults over 60, $7 for all others. Berkshire Paint and Sip will host a fundraiser to benefit the VFW post in Great Barrington 8348 on Friday from 6 till 8 p.m. at the Great Barrington VFW on Route 7. You'll paint a Lily of the Valley on a 16 by 20 canvas. A $35 donation includes all painting materials and snacks. The annual dance performance of Lahotchkiss Dance Company is happening at the Walker Auditorium February 28th and 29th at 7:30, free admission. More information, hotchkiss.org/arts. Alzheimer's Association is asking you to join their volunteer kickoff, Leap into Action, at the Falls Village Inn on Railroad Street in Falls Village on Saturday from 1 till 3. Anybody who signs up to volunteer will receive a special offer of $5 off an event at Lime Rock Park. More information or to RSVP, Thogan, THOGAN, at ALZ.org. Stockbridge Library is hosting author David Levering Lewis, W.E.B. Du Bois, then and now, on Saturday at 4 o'clock. Du Bois was born in 1868 in Great Barrington, Massachusetts. Professor Lewis's talk is given in honor of W.E.B. Du Bois and Black History Month. The Sharon Women's Club's 16th Annual Chili Dinner is coming up at the Sharon Firehouse on Saturday, February 29th, 5:30 to 7:30. Both meat and vegetarian chili are available, combined with salad and homemade desserts, $14 per person. Raffles also will be available. If you prefer placing a takeout order for either the chili, 16 ounces for $8, or the full meal, you can do so. Pick up us from 4:30 to 7:30 at the Firehouse. To order tickets, contact Betsy Hall at 860-364-0663. American Legion Post 178 hosting its monthly pancake breakfast from 7 to 11. That is coming up on Sunday, March 1st. Pancakes, French toast, syrup, sausage, bacon, eggs, home fries, toast, coffee, hot chocolate, tea. You can eat in there or take it out. $8 for adults, $6 for children and seniors. All the money that is raised goes to their multiple projects they're involved in, 4-H, children's activities, and the Post Wounded Warrior Fund, which assists local veterans in need. Meanwhile, at the Interlaken, coming up on March 1st, Sunday, it is the Benefit Brunch for Community Systems. More information, Morgan's Grill at the Interlaken, 860-435-9878. Our business brief is underwritten by Morgan's at the Interlaken and also by Salisbury Bank and Trust. The Dow Jones Industrial Average will start off the week at 28,992.41. The S&P 500 at 3337.75 and the NASDAQ at 9576.59. We'll take a look at the tri-state forecast. That'll come your way in just a few moments.